the equipment, and why it is needed. The most important piece of equipment you need to record human speech is a high-quality microphone. There are many brands and prices of microphones available, and with lots of different sound quality issues. It would be easy to distinguish between the quality of a voice recorded with a $20 cassette microphone and that of one recorded with a $2,000 large diaphragm studio vocal microphone. But trust me here, you will need a large diaphragm studio quality microphone to capture the warmth and depth and nuances of the human voice that equal the standard of quality required for audio products that you're selling or broadcasting. You can't go wrong with the best possible microphone you can afford. And the good news is that there are several manufacturers of great microphones with prices starting in the $200 range. It's the first piece of equipment in the path to the recording device and the finished product. Don't skimp on it. Plugging a microphone directly into a recording device will work in most situations, but that gives you little or no control over quality of sound, volume level, or the ability to send the power known as phantom power that's needed to run most high-quality studio mics. Therefore, you must have an audio mixer or an audio board with EQ, phantom power, and preamp capabilities in order to produce a quality recording. Okay, let me explain some of those terms. EQ means equalization and is identical to the treble and bass controls on your stereo system. Sound has frequencies that are high, mid, and low. Shrill or crisp sounds are in the high frequencies. Almost all sound has mid-range frequencies, and bass musical instruments and drums tend to be in the low frequencies. The thump of drums is mostly in the bass frequencies. But all sound has elements of treble, mid, and bass in the overall sound. When you equalize audio from a microphone source, the mixer enables you to raise or lower the amount of those frequencies by boosting or cutting their levels. You can add high-end or crispness by adding high EQ. If the sound is too booming, you can cut the low frequencies to make it sound more natural. Learning to apply EQ correctly is a skill learned over time. If you have a good studio mic, I recommend that you record with the EQ flat, which means not adding or cutting any frequency levels. Large diaphragm vocal mics, which are also called condenser mics, need to have 48 volts of power. That is another function of a mixer. It allows you to send the electricity needed to power the mic. To do it correctly, you need this type of mic as well as EQ and phantom power. All mixers have preamps. Preamps take the signal coming from your microphone and boost it to the sound level to be compatible with professional recording devices. I say professional recording devices to differentiate between what I consider consumer devices for non-professional recording applications and those that can be used to create professional quality audio products. To help distinguish the difference, professional recording devices are cassette decks, open reel tape decks, open reel multi-track tape decks, DAT or DAT tape decks, mini disc recorders, hard drive digital units, ADAT multi-track units, and computers with recording and editing software and hardware. Consumer recording devices are boomboxes, mini cassettes, digital handheld dictation units, phone answering machines, and karaoke machines. You will need a professional recording device to create an acceptable product, so any item in the consumer range should not be considered. Many of the professional products have advantages and drawbacks depending on your intended recording projects. For the sake of this book, I'm going to focus on the major advantages and affordability of using the computer you already own as your recording device. In the chapter on digital versus analog recording, I'll look at why it makes more sense to master the computer approach than waste time on conventional analog or digital tape. Standalone hard drive systems are not as cost-effective as using your own computer, and are overkill for recording voice. Software computer systems can do everything you need, and they are easier to learn, as well as having better visual editing systems. The computer is the way to go. If you have a laptop, you can now pack a whole recording studio into a suitcase. When I tell you how, you'll see that the era of miniature portable professional audio recording has arrived, and it can turn you into a self-sufficient recording artist. As proof of that, I'm here with my laptop and my system working on this audiobook in San Francisco. I have some downtime, and I'm able to utilize this downtime by putting my thoughts down and building this book. Another piece of equipment you will need is a compressor limiter. A limiter takes the microphone signal and makes the volume audible on speakers by stopping high peaks and raising the volume of the signal when it gets below a preset threshold. In other words, it limits the high volume sounds and compresses the low ones. Don't skip on this one either. To record studio quality audio, a compressor limiter on your microphone hooked to your audio mixer is essential.